May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our freedom. Amen. I'm a little anxious today. I've never done oral argument before a justice of the Supreme Court. So Bartimaeus says to Jesus, "Let me see again." And I want to ask him, are you sure about that? Are you sure you want to see? I have spent the last couple of weeks, 1 week my TV broke, which is to say a cable fell out of the back and I didn't know how to put it back in. So I couldn't watch the news for a week. And I regretted it when we figured it out. I saw that, you know, the headlines about that United Nations report on climate change. So I think we have about 10 years to get it sorted. And I don't want to see that. That is not information. What am I supposed to do with that? And I've had a lot of grief over images of, there's a group of desperate people coming up out of Central America. In Honduras, there's no work. About two-thirds of people cannot find employment. And there's a lot of gang activity, and so people are in constant danger from gangs, which is why they're trying to pursue asylum, some kind of relief in other countries, traveling to points north. And it's been really painful to see pictures. It's, you know, mothers carrying their children and families, and I don't know what will happen to them. And they were just unlucky. They've been born somewhere else, and it's painful to watch them hopeful and be worried for them of what will happen. And I don't want to see some of the language that's been used about them. It's been really painful also to see the names that they've been called because they're poor and desperate and trying to find something else for themselves. For the avoidance of doubt, it is never a threat to anybody else's dignity to acknowledge with compassion the whole dignity of other human beings. There's no threat there. That's just compassion. And it's been painful to watch and hear some of the words that are used to talk about these people who are suffering. And then yesterday happened, 11 worshipers were shot and killed at a synagogue at a baby naming ceremony because they are Jewish. I don't want to see any of this, and it is all happening. There's a poem that William Butler Yeats wrote called The Second Coming, and it has a line that has always stuck with me. "What rough beast, his hour come at last, slouches toward Bethlehem to be born." And I have felt so deeply that sense of what is coming? What is this? So maybe Bartimaeus' peers, when they told him, "Be quiet, don't ask him for what you're about to ask Jesus for, don't ask him for your sight," maybe they were trying to protect him. Keep your blinders on. Now, of course, I don't mean that physical blindness itself is not a challenge. And of course, it makes sense that someone who is with difficulty seeing, navigating the world daily, of course, such a person would ask for relief. But Bartimaeus is asking for something more than just a healing from physical blindness. Mark's gospel throughout is pretty heavy on spiritual blindness and the work Jesus does to address what people are not seeing, trying to open people's eyes and encourage them to be more open to the hope that God promises. And Bartimaeus uses language that indicates he's asking for more than just for his eyes to be cleared. He refers to Jesus as the Son of David. That's the only such reference in the entire Gospel of Mark. Picking up that Bartimaeus recognizes Jesus is the Messiah that was anticipated in David's line, that Jesus is a new kind, is in the royal line, but a new kind of king, this other kind of power that comes out of service and love and care for others versus authoritarianism and pressure down from the top. And Bartimaeus calls Jesus teacher, not physician or healer or miracle worker. Bartimaeus is asking not only to see, but to see things differently, to see them in the way Jesus would teach him to see. And an unusual twist is what Bartimaeus does the absolute minute he regains sight. He follows Jesus on his way immediately. He does not hesitate. As soon as he can see again, he goes with Jesus, maybe with enthusiasm or eagerness. So I wonder, when Bartimaeus' eyes were cleared, what could he see that made him want to go with Jesus and not even hesitate? So we know that Jesus doesn't run away from the difficulties that humans face. Jesus doesn't run away from pain. Jesus runs toward it. And in fact, in this moment in time, Jesus is beginning to move toward his own pain and suffering on the cross. So Bartimaeus would know that he is headed right into the breach. He is going to go face the pain and suffering that Jesus is facing. And he doesn't even hesitate. The world, in fact, to Bartimaeus, wouldn't look too much different than it does maybe to us right now. There would have been famine and war and sickness. There would have been divisions among people. There would have been oppression. So Bartimaeus would be looking at a lot of the same topography of the human experience. But to him, with his eyes healed by Jesus, it must not have looked utterly bleak. It must not have looked hopeless. There's a letter written by a priest in 1513 on Christmas Eve, and I put the whole text of it out on the table in the Commons if you want to take one. It's one of my favorites. Father Giovanni Giocondo was his name, and he wrote a letter to his friend to comfort her. He wrote, "There is a radiance in the darkness, could we but see, and to see we have only to look. Life is so generous a giver, but we, judging its gifts by the covering, cast them away as ugly or heavy or hard. Remove the covering, and you will find beneath it a living splendor woven of love, by wisdom, with power. Courage to claim it, that is all. But courage you have, and the knowledge that we are all pilgrims together, wending through unknown country, home. The courage to claim it, that is all." That word courage, that is actually a better translation in our text today when Jesus calls to Bartimaeus. It says, "Call him here. Come here, I want to talk to him." The people around him say, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." A better translation of that "take heart" is courage. Get up, have courage, go see him. Jesus is calling you. So maybe Bartimaeus' faith, that faith that makes him well, was simply the courage to ask Jesus for new eyes, to remove the blinders, to trust that even when you can't avoid what's painful to see, that there's a light in there somewhere. And that's the healing Jesus provides, the ability to see it. Asking for clarity from Jesus is always a leap of faith. But Jesus gives you the ability to look suffering and darkness full in the face and see radiance, and maybe even to become creative in that darkness, to participate in the transformation and the healing that's happening there. I imagine the work we're doing in the material spirituality course over today and the upcoming weeks is what it's like to be creative in the face of what can appear to be a bleak context. That is where God operates all the time. Maybe with the sight Jesus gives, we can tolerate the darkness and catch a glimpse of Easter. In our story, Easter is unrelenting. It is always on the way. So I wonder what experiences you've already had of seeing radiance in darkness and unexpected light. For me, yesterday, I got a glimpse at the movie Coco. There was about, 50 of us at least gathered to watch a movie and see a movie and talk about it. But what was so stunning was that it was all completely bilingual. And not just that it was bilingual, and enormous thanks to Alyssa for translating. I just saw you because she speaks the both. It was that it was unremarkable. We have now become so used to functioning in two languages that it's not even of particular interest that we carried on a whole conversation about a movie and a prayer circle and everything else, sort of alternating between two languages. But what's spectacular about that is the world tells us this is actually an impossible community. Across this much difference, and differences in languages, backgrounds, cultural commitments, political commitments, been sort of told that this doesn't exist and can't be made. And for us, it's just Saturday. Like, it's become so entrenched in the way we do business as a community. Maybe you have to step back to see how unbelievably radical and exciting and amazing it is. So I think maybe Bartimaeus knew that when you have your eyes opened by Jesus, there's light and then there's more light. And it is not to trivialize the gravity of situations that we face, but there's a radiance in the darkness. And courage to claim it, that is all. Amen.